Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Heart and Soul Holistics. If this is your first time calling in, welcome. We are always happy to meet new and wonderful beings out there. Today we have our regular guest, Annie Ford, who is an angel channel. She also has her own radio show called Angels in Talk Radio out of New Jersey. So you could always call in if you love her like I do, and if you don't, you know, feel like you've gotten enough information on this show, you can always call and find some more information from her and Rita, who also do the show. Well, you know, this week has been a wonderful week. It's just been glorious, and I realized that there was a lot of changing going on. Of course, we were again changed from a different moon, so everybody who felt that shift may have experienced kind of a hard blow to a lot of areas of their life. It's because the moon went into Cancer. And when something goes in from your house, which is yourself, it shifts and changes things. And guess what? You feel sometimes out of sorts for a while until it balances. But then I just spoke to a very wonderful psychic medium and astrologer who said that it will be balancing out for a lot of people come next week. So hold on, don't worry. We've all felt it, but in a good way. I felt like it charged me. I felt very energized, almost too much sometimes, but I was really appreciating the extra energy. So, you know, that's sometimes what happens, and that is kind of why astrology is kind of important to know about, because then you don't always take it so personally that something's happening and it's all about you and, you know, all this stuff. You don't go into the drama and the story. And maybe that's why I would look into astrology a little bit more and kind of take it as a little more information that could be happening for your spirit at the time. So I realize that every show we talk about meditating and doing an angel meditation, and I would love to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to download this week an angel meditation that you can listen to. I'm going to have it done well so you can really listen to it and appreciate the calming effect that it will have for you. And so I promised I would do that, and I am going to do that. So I'm hoping that everything will work out perfectly. So I'm very happy. I got some wonderful emails about the last show that we had, and it really touched my heart. It almost made me cry. I was very grateful that people do email me and tell me that things had changed and that they saw a different perspective after our show. So please do that if you have been moved in any way. Let me know and I will let Annie know about it, because it's really important. It makes us feel like what we're doing, is really reaching the hearts of people, and that's what this is about, heart and soul, right? So I'm going to start to take a call. I see we've got two callers on the line, so let me go to it, and I'll be right with whoever it is. Hold a second. Hi, you're on the air. This is Patty. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Great. Bullet news, and you were right on. So I'm really curious about what the guides have to say to me today, because you were very accurate and it really helped.
Great. And what did you say your name? You didn't, did you?
Because
my switchboard just went completely off, and I had to come back on really quick, and I think I missed your name. So I'm sorry about that.
My name is Shannon.
Shannon. Oh, yes. Hi, Shannon.
What this week? Hard blows. You better believe it.
Yes, I know. And really, if you could just know that it was in the stars, in a sense, that was really what was happening for everybody. So it was an intensifying week, which meant that whatever emotional state you were in, good, bad, energetic, if you had a little energy, you had a lot of energy. If you had a lot of emotion, you had a really lot of emotion. So it was an intensifying moon, went into Cancer. So Cancer, what sign are you?
I am Sagittarian.
Oh,
and,
you're Sag.
I have to tell you what, I dropped negativity out of my life like you wouldn't believe this week. Things just started poof, poof, poof. They were just gone, 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 gone.
Wow. So in a way, it worked as a positive thing, which is great. That was what that happened with me, too. So Cancer may be a positive moon for you as a Sag. But, for somebody who might be a Cancer, it might be an overload, of too much mental, emotional stimulation. See, I'm a Pisces, so, yeah, it balanced me a little bit more. But it did give me a lot.
When I got to the core of where the negativity was and was able to get away from the negativity, I'll tell you what, the change was immaculate, even to my heart, my spirit. It was within 2 hours, and that was my, oh, my goodness, now I know where it all came from. And because for months I have been down, and I couldn't get prioritized and crying.
So something shifted big this week. That's wonderful to hear. You just felt it like you wanted to do what you never wanted to do before, kind of thing, like clean your closets and stuff.
Yes.
And that's what happened with me. Like, I was like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, let's go clean that closet, organize this. It was all of a sudden I was like ready to do it. I just was all right with it. I didn't have any problem with it. It was so cool.
Exactly. But I didn't realize where the negativity was coming from, because I am a very sensitive, empathic person, and I will tell you what, I didn't realize it, but the minute that I walked away, I realized exactly where it was coming from, and it made a world of difference on
me. Wow, yeah, that's so important, isn't it, to really see clearly something, but without a whole lot of emotion. So you were in your observer. You were in that, a divined observer, which I love to be in. It means, like, I can look at myself and say, oh, that's what that was, and just really not have a lot of emotion about it, but really be clear about it and not judging.
Exactly.
It. It's funny. That was the card I pulled, was judgment, and right before I pulled the show. And I think that judgment on a lot of issues really will knock you down. But if you can just observe it without judgment, then you get something from it. Then all of a sudden you say, oh, wow, that's what it was. And you don't even judge what it is that you happen to experience. It just,
I don't feel bad about leaving the situation. There's no anger. There's no hard feelings. It was just something that I felt like I had to do that was in my highest good and my children's highest good to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a relationship question.
Sure.
I am ready. I am absolutely ready to go forward with this relationship, and would like to see what the angels have to say about that.
Okay, Annie. Annie's on the line. Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I knew you'd be there, so I just started taking calls. I was like, okay, we'll do something.
I'm having a little internet.
What
she tossed me over to yes. She's like, oh, let's give it to Annie.
Oh, Annie's good. I'm going to be pulling cards for you too, Shannon. So
okay.
We'll let Annie feel it out first.
Name?
Yeah. Sure. Like, yeah.
His name is Justin. I did call before. So,
oh yes, right, Justin.
Yes.
Uh huh.
So
let's see if there's any change with this Justin guy. All right. You want to go first, Annie?
Yeah. I'm sorry. What? I didn't get your name.
This is Shannon. Shannon had called in last week, and she was saying that she was just wondering about Justin, this relationship that she was wondering about.
Okay. Hang. Let me zoom in. Hang on.
Let's see what I get.
So fired up. I am happy.
Okay, so you want to know if you should get about this relationship? Okay, the angels just showed me a pad and paper. They want you to write a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or did you write one recently?
I did write one to him. I went to my heart center and I wrote him.
Okay, so I'm zoned in on you then, Shannon, because usually the angels show me if I have the right, if I'm on the right person. So, okay, they showed me you writing on a piece of paper. Okay, so I know now that they don't want you to do that. Okay.
I write a lot. I had an epiphany to write him a second letter. I'm not sure if you read the first one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
My instinct says, oh, yes, he did, but he's not going to tell you that he read it.
Right. Okay. He did read it.
Yeah.
He definitely
It's funny, Shannon. I just pulled ground yourself. So I think being grounded means that you're in a place of real centered energy, you know, like you said, with no negative energy around you. So it's good that you're getting aware of what does bring that to you. So, and then it said steady progress. So steady progress would indicate that there is movement in this particular relationship. And then it said entrepreneur, which means a new something new. It's you're starting out. It's like it's kind of your own thing. So that's a kind of important to realize. And then it says to have confidence. And then the last card was wedding, which is interesting because if all those things do happen for you, you know, have confidence, get grounded, have a sense of self way prior to this particular man being in it, then yeah, I do think that this will pan out. But if there is any, I think this is my energy that I get up with this Justin. If he senses any neediness toward within you towards him, like you need him or you want to control him or anything like that, he will be out the door. That's the feeling I get about this guy. He is so petrified of anybody controlling him or grabbing or being, he's most afraid of a woman, very powerful women. So when you get grounded, when you get confident, let it be a sweet, soft, feminine grounding, if you could get with that one. You know what I mean? Let it be in that white, very beautiful dress of yours instead of the military outfit that has the, you know, the army boots kind of guy. And so I'm giving
it's
you
so
kind
funny.
Of energy.
That is so funny because he is in the army. And that is one of the goals that I am working towards as military. So I am all law and order, and yes, I am a very strong woman.
Yes.
I have to tell you, definitely not control. That was the situation I got out of. There was a lot of control and negativity in my mother's house, and a lot of verbal abuse to my youngest son. And I said, okay, I'm not going to live like this, so guess what? This little girl over here is starting out brand new on her own, realizing how strong of a person I am inside. And I can, no matter what happens, I will be okay, and my kids will be just fine because they won't have to go through something that is unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you know, that is what it's going to take you, that confidence that that card was signifying. It says moving forward does not necessarily require you to have confidence in yourself. Confidence in God is enough, along with knowing that God works through you and with you and always. It says lean upon us as if your confidence wavers, and you will be buoyant and courageous with faith. And it's really kind of an important reality, is that when you have courage, you are confident. And you just have this wonderful statement that I just heard, that you just stood up for yourself big time. And that is what I'm getting, is going to, I think, bring this man closer to you, because when a male comes around and they can see a lot of dysfunction around them, and they will run miles away because they don't want to take on this. So as soon as you get grounded in your confidence, in your power, in your knowing that your kids are going to be fine, and if you do go into the military, it will probably be even more of a connection that you'll have with this gentleman, you know. And I see it as a big home for you, you know, almost like a place you can get into that will take care of you, that will take care of your children. You know, it's like a big, my husband was in the military, so he would explain that to me. He said, you know, it was like a place I could be, you know, and they took care of everything for me. Like, so I have a sense that that might be your new mother, you know?
I will tell you that, definitely not needy, I'll tell you that. I had to really realize that all I need is me, and I will be okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And believe me, it has taken me a long time to realize that, but
right.
I feel so much better. I mean, I cannot explain it to you or anybody else that's listening, but when somebody realizes their own self-worth and how beautiful they are inside and how glowing their soul is, the world shines around you. It just, it's amazing. It really
is. And then what you do, I believe, is you become that beacon that attracts that to itself. You know, it's like water seeks its own level. It's true of energy, too. Confidence will attract a confident energy to you, you know. So my feeling is that had to happen before this gentleman could come into you. You know, could this peace had to be fulfilled in you, in a sense, or reached, you know. So it's like the universe is always having you become the biggest and brightest person that you can be, I think, prior to the perfect relationship. Because the perfect relationship doesn't make it that for you. You have to be complete and whole. Right, you know that, right? So what I feel is that that has been happening for you. And that this particular incident this is just another, like, brick to this beautiful home that you're building, which is yourself. And you are getting stronger, and you're getting bigger, and you know who you are. And that then will radiate out to the universe, that perfect relationship. And Justin, when the last card was wedding, and what do you feel about that, Annie? That was interesting.
This is what I'm getting from the angels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They've acknowledged to me, you've already, just by listening, Shannon, you've already surrendered and released it, which is good. You're on the right track when this came up. angels are supporting you big time. They're all around you, comforting you, holding you in the light and love that you need. And the grounding part that Patty just mentioned, you need some grounding now, because now that you've been in this kind of a situation, this kind of ungrounds you. So take a walk in nature, put your feet in the dirt, take a walk on a beach, and just, you know, take three deep breaths, relax. And they're just saying that there's in place, bring in Archangel Shamuel. He's the love. He's just pushed the love into it. I say, this is what I do every moment. I do it every moment of my life. I put love into every situation I come into. And I wake up, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I think of all the things that I love. And I just put the love in, and my day goes beautifully. So there's something beautiful about to happen for you. So
yeah. I just pulled another series of cards for you, too. It said partnership. Again, these two cards mean a lot to me, because that does mean to me that it is around you. It's coming. If it, you know, and then it says service, which is interesting. We're just talking about service. And then it's a communication, communicate. So you have to start to communicate, this, you know, with your words to Justin. And this has to happen for the for it to start to break the curiosity, the wonder about this whole thing. It feels like that hasn't transpired as much as it can.
No, because he's being a little booger. He's being said this, and so I'm not going to talk. Okay, well, you have your own lesson to learn, and when you grow up, I'm over here doing my thing because I have other priorities right now. So, okay, and
right. You
know, I'm definitely not angry, because I just know that he has a serious kick in the butt coming before he realizes what's really going on. And
right. So I have a question, though. And if another relationship came your way, if something showed up in front of you, would you notice it?
I would notice it, but my heart's desire is to spend my life with Justin. And I have released that to the universe.
Okay. And let's say the universe is saying, okay, we have the perfect and right perfect person for you, and yet we're staying so, you know, focused on only this one. That's what I'm getting. If you can really release it to the utmost, you know, of being really open, then it can move in a different direction. It can move in any direction instead of it being just pinpointed to that direction. So that's a really good thing. It's like anytime you want something, just really let it go. Let it go completely out of your consciousness. Don't even think about it. And then you're allowing the space for, in a sense, the angelic realms and the universe to actually work with you to create it for you. So sometimes we get too, it's almost like this, we're emotionally fishing or energetically fishing, and the universe or spirits or whatever could be saying, well, we have it right here for you, Shannon. This is the man that you will love, that will love you, that will love your kids, that will be the support that you're looking for. And yet we aren't seeing it because we're so focused on what we think or, you know, what we particularly want. So it's like almost somebody said something, it's not my will, it's God's will. And when I transfer that into myself, that's what I get. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like my will or thy will. So sometimes when I'm really focused on it's got to be my way, I always hear my angels tell me, thy will. You know, and then when I hear that, all of a sudden I just say, oh, okay, I'm just going to let it go. And then magnificent, you know, everything will happen. And he may, and my feeling is wedding is coming towards you, but it may, who knows, we don't know if that is the right and appropriate person, you know. Because if he's playing this game, you know, Shannon, then you have a lot of communication skills to work on, you know. You do. You really do. And you may always. And if I was to say, if you had a friend, this is what I always say, if you had a friend that told you the story of what this guy, what Justin has in a sense done to you, what would you say to that friend? Would you say, stick it out, he's worth it? What would you say if it was you listening to how he had treated you?
It depends on, would depend on how he treated her before he did this.
Okay, well, let's say we're just going to take it just the way it was for you. Let's say, Justin, you didn't know. You wrote him a letter. He didn't respond. He's not communicating with you. Let's say that was just where you heard the story from. Like she said to you, Shannon, I have this guy, and I wrote him a letter, and I called, and he didn't respond, and I've been trying to get him. He's kind of, like, evasive. What would you say to her?
I would tell her to her priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And that if it's meant to be, that he'll come to her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
right, right. So you see that her letting it go would be a good possible thing to do, right? To kind of give it some space to let it kind of be. So let's do a reading for you, just you right now, because I see a lot of changes happening for you. And I do see that you will be, there's a lot going on in your life. I mean, that's going to surpass a relationship for a little while. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be what you're going to be doing. So, and then romance will come. The worker's coming in. The judge, okay. Seeks, okay, yeah. Isolation. So have you been in isolation? Have you felt very alone right now?
Not right now, but, I was in isolation where I didn't talk to anybody and kept to myself. A lot of things that were going on.
While you were living with your mom?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So that was how you arranged your spirit to stay safe away from this negative energy. And realize that that was important to do for you because that isolation protected you from getting
mm-hmm.
absorbed in her issues. But worker comes up and romance and seeks and the judge. So I'm getting that the movement for you right now is going to be changing. It almost feels like you may be moving, you may be, you know, getting into another whole, like, way of being, you know. I do see you having a uniform on. I saw, like, work boots. So it's real possible that you will be, you know. Is that possible?
I wear a uniform at work, and it's almost like a police officer uniform because
oh, okay,
I'm a guard.
Time.
And it's all dark blue, and I have black work boots on, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's why I'm seeing it. Okay, so it's work. That's why. So is there a possibility that this position or job may move you to another area or someplace else?
Well, I thought about going back to Ohio, but then financial-wise was way out of my realm, the best possible move for me was to get out of my mom's, and now I'm working on getting it. Apartment for me and my children so that I can
Annie, let's do a reading on that because I really want to pinpoint and give you some power to get out of there. And to me, that would be the first initial move towards really claiming this new place that you've finally found, is that it matters what your surroundings are like. It matters if you have negative energy around you. It matters to how that is in your world. So I'm really glad that showed up for you because that will engage you in this confidence level that you need to have to move forward. So let's see. Annie, what are you picking up on her and how long it may take for her to get out and get an apartment? And
well, I got it. The sense I got right away, I received the number 6, so I'm paying in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I already moved out of my mom's, and I do have another place I'm at right now.
So you're in it now. Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, I'm out of there. I left that night.
You're
and
out of there.
Yeah, I told her, I said, I'm not angry with you. I'm not going to argue. I love you. Have a good night. And I left.
Okay. And do you like where you're going to be? Do you like where you are, or would you like to find a better place? Or is this just something you took right away?
This is something just for right now. It is temporary until I can get into an apartment.
Okay, so maybe then Annie was seeing a six-month time frame that will help you save some money and then move out and find your own place. I feel like you're going to be moving near a base. Like, I keep seeing a Navy base or some type of base, like around the areas. Like, when I was in San Diego, there was a Navy base, and there was, like, apartments around there and stuff like that. I don't know why I keep seeing San Diego. I'm just going to tell you what I keep seeing. As I see something about you and Millet going there for some reason, and that might be a place you might be heading. I don't know why, but I'm just going to put that out there. So let's keep that on the back burner. Does San Diego have any meaning to you?
No.
No, okay. I didn't think so. But that doesn't mean it might. Yeah. So
no,
for some reason.
The closest boot camp that I can get into, which is 9 weeks, the closest one is in Missouri.
In Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling, I don't know why I keep seeing you in San Diego, and it was a military base I was seeing. So possibly they might have an opening earlier. I don't know. But I don't. And it's a nice place. It's a really beautiful place. You're going to be very happy to be there. I don't know about Missouri. You know what I mean? But it would only be temporary anyway. All right. Let's see. I'm getting, though, that this particular relationship, we need to have communication for it to start to move out of. It feels like it's so stuck. Like when I feel into it, it feels like he is just an immovable object of some kind. He's just like so rooted in his fear of you for some reason. That he's not opening up about, you know, how much he did like you and love you and care about you and all that. He just really holds himself very tight, you know. It's almost hard to even feel him, you know. So I can see why it's hard for you, because it's really hard for me to really, you know, get an essence of who I'm picking up on this Justin. I feel like he is like two people. I mean, I don't know why I'm getting. It's like he's two people. Like all of a sudden he can be this great, happy, wonderful guy, open, and then he'll just shut right down. He's like an open and close kind of energy. And I think that's what you might be feeling. That's very hard for you because you are empathetic. People like that are very hard to be around sometimes, because you'll get them one time when they're very open and on, you can just, you know, pour into. They're so wonderfully open. And the next time you're with them, they're just shut down. So that's what I'm getting when I pick up on him.
You nailed that one on the head.
Okay. So don't think it's you. It's really not. He's just that way, because if I can't pick up on him, I don't know. You know, Annie, are you picking up on Justin much?
There's a lot of great things coming your way. It's a period where, it's like a desert period, because you've been through so much. The 6 months meant to me, as you were talking with Patty, you're going to be in for a nice little ride coming. Everything that you've wished and dreamed and hoped for, a lot of magic is going to be about to happen and come your way. I don't know location-wise where, but I do see something really beautiful happening for you. Justin, I just can't touch on him. I just got the feeling what the angels were showing me was that he, too, is in a transitional state of
his own path that he has chosen that he needs to overcome. So that's all I can really say is as you are, Shannon, you grow, and this person that you want to get involved with also needs to grow. So, but I do in my heart, from what the angels tell me, there's many beautiful things coming your way.
Yeah, and I don't see it only within relationship, but I see it around you. I see, like, you really gaining, getting up and you know, moving into your own power of your own place and all that, that it, you know, having dinner parties, inviting people, and really having your own space that's yours, that's full of your beautiful energy. And it's so empowering to do this. So it's going to be a really joyous time for you, finding the right perfect home to rent and really, you know, feeling that way about being in your own space is very empowering anyway. I mean, it's going to bring you a lot more friends. You're going to have, and so it feels just like that is a big opening for you. I mean, it's just what was needed. So I'm very proud of you for paying attention to it and doing something about it. Because one thing to know, and it's another thing to really do something about it. So good for you. I know that if you just keep looking and you just keep focused, the right and perfect place is really going to come to you. It's going to be even better than you thought. I think it feels like it's somebody who knows somebody. It's like a friend who has a house that they're going to, it's going to come up for rent. It's going to be reasonable. So keep it, you know, keep that around you, around the people you know. Say, I'm looking for a place. Every day, tell somebody, okay? Every day, tell somebody, I'm looking for a nice home. Tell them exactly what you like. If you want a yard, if you need, you know, for, you just tell them exactly what you want. And I want you to do this every day. Tell at least 5 people, okay? Because that will speed it up, and that will bring it to you even faster, all right?
Okay.
And that, to me, anytime, like when I started the show, I worked with another therapist, another channel, and that's what he told me to do. And within 3 weeks, the show was open, and I had everything done. So, but I did every day. I told 10 people and what I wanted to do, and I told 10 people and 10 people and 10 people. And even if I didn't know them and they were at the market, I told 10 people. Like, you know, I made new friends all over. And it was like, oh, wow, that's going to be great. That's going to be great. And it was like the energy started to bring it to me. You know what I mean? So do that, Shannon, okay? I promise you, if that will bring it closer and sooner to you, okay?
Okay.
And from there, I believe you're just going to go, it's going to be great. As for Justin, I do think that first thing you have to do is start the communication with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? First things first. You have to start to somehow get him, I don't know, you know, to trust again, to talk to you, to open up, and I don't know how you can do that because of how he is. I think that you're very honest, and you have been very upfront with him, and I think he appreciates that. But we just have to wait it out for him to really finally listen to it. You know, like sometimes it might be a song, or somebody said something. Something has got him to get him to say, hey, I really did like, she was a great lady. I should be with her, you know. So something's got to tune him in back to you, you know. And,
yeah.
And that's what I will see. I will see that happening for you. I will see like him being tuned back into you, okay? And that's what I'll do. And I'm going to ask the angels to do that too. I'm just going to say, you know, let's see if that will, we can start to have you know, your thought, your mind, you know, him kind of remembering you and your laughter and your beautiful smile and who you are, your essence, and having him want that again in his world. That's what I'm going to see, okay?
He did come back, and he was pretty full force, and, mm-hmm. you know, I laid my boundaries down, and poof, there he went again. I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
my goodness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And, you know,
yeah, and that's what I keep getting.
Laugh.
In and out, in and out. And the more you show up in your power, the goes away. The more you know, he's just afraid. I think he's got some mother issues. You know what I mean? Like deep down mother issues. Yeah, that he just was afraid of powerful women. You know, they don't want them to run his life. That feels like the conversation.
That's what some odd thing with him because I'm like, I'm not trying to control you or tie you down. I mean, even if you're in a partnership, and you mentioned partnership, I said, it's got to be 50-50. I said, and each one of us have to grow individually, even together or not together. I mean, there are no chains or anything. It's just, all I said is that if you wanted to be with me, that you were committed to me only. And that's the way it should be. Any other woman would have said the same thing.
Right, right.
You know,
but, you know, I love that you said it because a lot of women would think it and not really say it. I've really, really have met women like that, too, that really don't say, hey, I want to be exclusive with you. And then, like, they have this all this worry and this dialogue that, oh, how do I know he's only with me? Because they've never really had that conversation. So I'm very proud of you that you have spoken your truth, that you have let him know what you want and expect. And so he's not confused in any way what you want from him. So when he comes back, he will know. And then you'll know that he's ready for that. So I believe that when he finally breaks down all the fear and the worry and the all that stuff, there will be a moment where he will get it, you know. And in the meantime, you know, I'm very proud of you. As a woman, bravo, because you did
Thank
a great
you,
job.
Because
yeah.
I tell you, I've had to, in my mind, say, okay, I'm going down the road, and then he pops in my mind, and I'm like, nope, I'm setting you off to the side. I'm sorry, hon, because we're very spiritually connected. I'm like, I'm sorry. I have other things I have to take care of right now. I'll get to you later. I got to do this first. This is priority. Mm-hmm. So I think I honestly think that he feels the difference in the energy shift and that he's aware because he keeps trying to pop into my head, and I'm like, nope, I got to do this first. You're just going to have to go. I'm busy. I'll talk to you later.
Well, and how, if he shows up again, how do you want it, how would you want it to be, or how would you like to see it be, that he shows up full heart, open-hearted, right, and willing to be in this committed relationship? That's what I'm seeing. So I get that he won't show up until he's ready for that. Because he's in the military, you know. He does things according to A, B, and C. So until he's maybe sowed some oats and gotten some whatever out of his system to know that you are an awesome woman that he is fortunate to be with, until that probably gets in his head, and he knows it's true, until he gets that there's nothing out there that's big, the BBD, you know, the bigger, better deal, is not out there, that you're it. It may take him a little while to finally get to that, like, that sense of reality that says, gee, she is an awesome lady, you know.
I'll tell you what, she better hurry because I'm not going to sit around wasting my life for someone to drag their feet, and I have things I have to take care of. I love them wholeheartedly and absolutely know for a fact that I do not want to be with anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not going to sit around moping and saying, oh, please, 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 please. It's like, okay, no.
Right,
you need to grow up. You need to get your responsibilities. You need to realize who I am as a person and get your act together because this girl's got things to do, and I would love to experience and share that life with you. And if you're not willing, okay, well, I got things I got to do anyways.
Yeah, and you know, life is just this, in this moment. So all you do is you wake up, you know, you say your prayers, or, you know, for me, I do my gratitude, you know, my gratitude meditations, and I do my thing. And then I wake up, and I really don't have sometimes an idea of what I'm going to do. I just know that I'm open, and I'm available, and I'm in my heart. And from that place, that's all I know. And then I live my life, and then I go out in the world, I go shopping, and I do my thing, you know. And by the end of the night, magnificent things happen sometimes, and sometimes just ordinary things happen. But it's all just beautiful because, you know, I have really been in that very framework like it should be. It's like this very moment, because that's all you got. So hug your kids, love your kids, go play ball, go take them, do something fun, and enjoy it like, you know, this is the last day you have with them, because ultimately that is all we really have, you know. Really, you know, our plans for the future are, I always think, are really just plans. I mean, it's just a wish, but the thing is, the now is really what's happening, and I'm very, very, very proud of you for what you just did. So if we just look at that and how you stood up for your spirit and yourself, that was big. That was really big. And if anything, that was the biggest thing that the spirits and the angels have given you, is a sense of your own place. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So blessings, blessings, Shannon, and I will keep the highest, highest vision for you, okay? But I just know that you're doing great, and I know the angels are right.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Any, do you have anything else?
I'm holding you in love and light, and because I know that things are coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I give you real quick confirmation?
Sure.
You said the courage card came up. I just want you to know that I do pray for courage at least 4 or 5 times a day through Archangel Michael. To be protected and stay strong, and keep moving forward. So I wanted to give that confirmation to you. And
thank you. I love it. And, you know, really, I have to say, it's wonderful in the meantime, before, in between the shows, if something comes up and you wanted to email me or tell me that something did happen or is going that way, please do that. We love, I just got a wonderful email, Annie, I'm going to email it to you, of a wonderful girl we had last show, Nicole, and she just said that it was just a wonderful experience that she had with our reading, and it really changed her from seeing a different perspective for her life. And it was really, really wonderful. It made me cry, and I thought to myself, you know, that's really just so validating. So thank you, Shannon. And if you, you know, need us at all, just email my email. It goes through the Heart and Soul, or you can just contact me. And just keep us up to date. You know, it's always good. We're always here. And, you know, we're on your side. So I will start. I have my candles lit. I light for everything that I'd like to see for people. I have a pretty big board sometimes. And I always just get, I just see exactly what the, you know, vision is that they're hoping for. And I then also always ask the angels to bring it to the highest and highest good for that person. So even if my vision might be something very small compared to yours, so I always think to myself, well, okay, I'm going to just give that vision to the angels then and let them bring it to the highest and most amazing good for this person.
Well, I asked the universe to marry Justin, and I did, but he better hurry because August is around the corner, and this little girl's going to change here real quick. So,
okay. All right. Well, we don't know about the speed of things. We do know that we know your intention, so we're just going to put that out there for you. All right, sweetie.
Well,
keep listening, and we'll talk to you soon, okay? Bye-bye. All right. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Are you? Good to talk to you. I know it was kind of an interesting beginning. We just hopped right into the caller. So how is your week been?
It was great. It was started out a little. I've had a little trial of tribulations, I guess you could say. But it was. I had a really amazing week. The show that I do is getting really popular, and a lot of people, it seems like the angels are bringing many, many people who need guidance, a lot of guidance now. It seems like everybody's finally opening up.
Wow. So are you doing, like, different one-on-one readings more?
It's interesting you brought that up, yes. I'd gotten this brand new, one of our guests that make this beautiful jewelry line of not gemstones, but stones, I had purchased them, and I had placed them around my neck, and it's supposed to give you, like, an upliftment of power and all kinds of love and knowingness. And I'd gone to a party,
It was a personal friend's party. And here, it was amazing. I was ready to leave the house, and about six of the people that were at the party came up to me, and they were like, it's like they knew I was angels. They all came around me, and they were like, oh, can you tell me about your angels?
Oh.
Can you tell me how many I have? And I just went into the whole thing. And then the next thing, I was then connecting with their loved ones because they were wondering if I could.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next evening, I went to another party, birthday party, and that was even more people came up to me and were just, it was as if the angels brought me there. It would be at a party.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all you know sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like I just know that I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and then somebody will sit next to me, and they don't even know anything. And somebody will say, oh, Patty does, you know, and then, oh, really? Oh, that's amazing. I'm so glad I sat next, you know. So it's like, okay, you know, and they'll say, do you see anything? And I'll say, well, if I do, I'll let you know. And sometimes it does happen, you know, that, oh, yeah, you know, and I realized that's why I went to the party. You know, I might not even have felt like going, but I was like, isn't that just amazing to see that the angels are just kind of using you as this amazing instrument that takes you where you have to go, you know? And then that's it. You know, you're kind of, you know, I got on autopilot with the angels. They kind of move you around, and next thing you know, you find yourself here and having this great conversation with these amazing people about angels or stories. And you just think, wow, I could never have planned on this, you know, if I wasn't just open. That's what I was trying to say. Just stay as open as possible without any idea other than just being, like you said, love. Just be the most loving, vibrant self you can be. Just, you know, exuberate every single thing beautiful and be in gratitude. And when you are in that place, everything will come to you because you are just this beacon of bright light. And you know, that's something I keep telling everybody. That's what we're here to do, is to shine up our bright light that we have inside of us, and never keep it down for anything or anyone. You know, and I think that's what you're running into, Annie, is that a lot of people are seeing your light, and they want to ignite their own, and being around a light being like yourself, they will ignite it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had people say things like, you know, I'm around you, and the next thing, you know, you didn't really tell me anything, and I left there, and I felt amazing. And I'm like, really? You know, so I realized that just sometimes your energy is elevating. You know, it elevates the people around to get to a higher vibration. So I see that around you. You're just so beautiful. You're just the most, like, light being I've ever met. And I've never met you really in person. You know, everyone, I've never met Annie in person, but I feel like she's like my sister. So
I felt the same way. When I first spoke to you, I was, it was almost a mirror to me. That when I spoke to you, your voice was the same way. To me, it spoke straight to me, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, she's just you remind me of me."
Yeah, and I felt like the same. I felt like, well, I know that we could talk about everything and everybody, and we'd be on the same page. You know, it was like there wasn't something that would stop a conversation from going into any direction. We do have another caller, so let's take it, okay?
Great.
All right, love.
Yeah. Great.
Hi there. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
My name is Brenda.
What was it again?
Brenda.
Oh, Brenda. Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Not too bad.
Not
Hi,
too
Brenda.
Bad.
Well, you know, you kind of, well, not really, well, I did let someone go, someone that, you know, with a relationship that I felt like it wasn't really going anywhere. I mean, we were friends, but, you know, I was hoping for something a little bit more, but he kind of, like, dropped contact from basically a lot of people because he just kind of left work and didn't keep in touch. But I put my hat out there and, you know, a letter to him, and I'm just wondering if, you know, I will at least get some contact from him and just, you know, little closure on what's on.
Yeah,
that.
It does feel really open, like you just left the door open. A lot of times, remember this, when somebody leaves the door open, is because they don't want it closed. Yeah? They really aren't sure, so they're keeping it open so that they can go in, go deep maybe, feel it out. For men, they need to do this. They need to go in their cave and, you know, pine and kind of, you know, think it over and then feel it over, and then they'll have an answer. So sometimes not getting the closure is an indication that he doesn't really want to close it. So think of that, you know, think of things people do that indicate how they feel. So instead of say, I want the closure, it's very possible he doesn't want it. That's why he didn't do it. So let's pull some cards. Yeah, let's pull some cards. Let's see. How do you feel? You want to go first, Annie?
I was going to say, what was it that
kind of was abrupt. This man was quite abrupt in his leaving, and
okay.
She doesn't really, you know, it feels like it's just not, there's no closure in this relationship that she just had been in, and she was hoping for a little more of a relationship, it sounded like. Is that right, Brenda? That you
yeah.
Had, yeah. Okay.
Well, what
and she
I
was
got
just
right
wondering
away
what,
was,
what happened.
I got right away that there was something... Not that he got caught. I got right away that it has nothing to do with you, someone found something out that he had to get away real fast. Trying to ask what the angels mean by that. Because right away they showed me him packing up, leaving, because it had to do something he didn't want to get in trouble for. So it was sort of them warning. He has tons of angels too. he was guided to go. That's what I'm getting right away.
Could that be possible, Brenda? Could he have?
It could be. It could be.
Okay, so that might be why he abruptly left work. Is that what happened? He just didn't show up one day?
He did, and I've tried, you know, I felt like it's been pretty one-sided. I've been, you know, letting him know I'm there. I've been, you know, supportive, you know, email, text, and the whole thing. And just no response back, nothing, just, you know, and... You know, it's just kind of the nature of the way it's been. It's been like a friendship where I've always felt like there was an underlying something, but we've never taken it anywhere. And I just, you know, feel if it's not going to go anywhere, I should, you know, close the door on this. And I'm just wondering if he feels the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what's his next move, if any, you know.
Okay. Let's see. I pulled Daydream. Well, it says you will hear more easily the angel's messages if you daydream regularly. Relax and open your mind and to receiving. Without directing your thoughts, just notice and any feelings, visions, or ideas as you were watching a movie. This is the scent of creativity. So what I'm getting is the angels are trying to give you the information that you want. And they're trying to have you see it the way they would like you to see it, which is that, you know, this gentleman, you know, is not coming back or whatever. So I want you to really just try to stay clear of how it is you would like it and just stay open to see if you can start getting some messages, okay? Just on, like, random messages. It's almost like go in with a complete clean slate to your mind. And see what starts to show up on it, because that's how I do it when we do a reading. It's like I don't want to even know anything. I just want to tell you what I see. So try. It feels like, Brenda, you have a very wonderful intuition that you could put to use here. And it did say a jeweler and romance, and then which is interesting. That would indicate that there may be a commitment coming towards you. Yeah. So I would think that if you can finally get him, I think there was some mishap with him. I do. I think that's what happened. And he had to get out of town for a little bit to straighten things out. So once he finally lands and comes back and can have some voice around this whole situation, this whole problem, then you'll know, and then you'll be able to have that conversation about, well, is there something here, you know, that we could do something with. I think you need to have it as a voice, use your voice, okay? Because just
right.
Like that last caller, I love the fact that she did let this man know exactly what she wanted. A lot of women don't. You know, they just
right.
are, like, hoping somehow it's going to fall, you know, that's just going to manifest itself with no words. Words are extremely powerful. So start to say what it is that you, how you feel about him. I think you're great. I think you're awesome. I think you're funny. I really love to be with you. I mean, start to say what it is and how you feel about him, okay? Because I don't think that we do that enough. We just assume that somebody knows. And everybody loves to hear that, just like you would love to hear it. He probably would like to hear
yeah.
it, too. Yeah. So, okay, when he comes back, and he will be back, that's what I want you to start to do. I want you to say, oh, I missed you. You know, it was really, I kind of was thinking, you know, hey, you know, we've been hanging out for a long time. I want you to start to have some conversation about what it is you would like from him, okay?
Okay.
Because that will start the movement towards knowing if this is going to go anywhere. And you need to check it out. You do. Absolutely. I see that you need to know this. And you need to have an experience with him on a deeper level.
Okay.
So, but it's going to have, you have to be assertive. I just pulled the assertive card. So you have to be the one to be a little more assertive towards the truth of how you feel. And it could be just something sweet. It could be like, you know, I was thinking of you the other day, and you always make me laugh, and I always have, you know, great time when I'm with you. Something like that. It could be like mild, but letting him know that you think he's a pretty neat guy. Because I think that when you hang out like you're just friends, you know, you talk about your day, you talk about this, you talk about that, you talk about everything but each other, you know, as like a personal thing. So I feel that that's kind of like, if you want to get this moving in that direction, then you've got to initiate, kind of ignite the energy around it, okay?
Okay.
All right, Brenda, because I do feel like if you do this, it will happen, yes.
And
what do you think, Annie? Do you think that he's going to be showing up soon? Do you have any time frame feeling?
I believe, okay, I was just asking, I'm getting, you will get a call from him, because he knows he owes you that, and
okay.
he does care for you. I'm not saying he did, he does. He just didn't want, he's actually protecting you. He doesn't want, even though it may not have involved you, he was very precautious and very protective of you. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm feeling like, how long was this friendship going? Was it like
we've been friends for a couple of years, but we have never taken it out of the workplace. This is kind of one of those tension situations where, while I'm going through a divorce, where we kind of, you know, the glances, the looks, the you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's what's frustrating is, you know, I've tried to initiate to take it further than that, and it's been, you know, push-pull. I've never gotten it to go out of work, and that's why when he left work, it was devastating to me because, you know, it's
that was
really
the time you saw him.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, this is what I'm getting. The universe realized that you two probably could not have a relationship if you worked together. And so by pulling him out of the workplace, you actually are probably more apt now to have a relationship because it would be easier to and not under scrutiny at work, you know. So a lot of times businesses do not like you to date other, you know, workers. I mean, actually, there's some contracts you have to sign. So I feel like the universe realized that, that he felt uncomfortable about that,
okay,
about being at work. And I have a feeling that they pulled him out purposely so that something, a move, a shift could happen towards this man. So I would not be surprised if, you know, he's got some things he's fixing and getting clear. Yes, absolutely. That's what I get around him. A little something happened. I don't know. Feels like an altercation or somebody got sick and he had to run out of town. Feels like he had to just leave immediately. So he will call you, and because you're his friend, and he has connected with you on that level. And so I think now that he could probably feel more safe about having a relationship, it's probably going to start to enter his mind more, okay? So
okay.
I don't feel like this is over. I don't. I think that you're kind of in the beginning. You know, because
sure,
yeah, you're really in the beginning. You're really not in any, you're just in the beginning of going in that direction. So,
well, I'm too close, so I probably shouldn't have. I sent him that email saying basically, you know, kind of, oh, I feel like it's one-sided and I got to let you go and the whole thing. And I sent that to him yesterday, so now I'm thinking, oh, I should have waited.
No, I think that was good. I think that you're being honest, and that's what I'm trying to see. If you can kind of push past the, you know, the place that you had been in when you had this friendship and there was,
okay,
you know, things you weren't talking about then. Now you're divorced.
Okay.
Now you can start to talk about those things and be honest about those things. So it's okay that you start to say how you feel. You know, and even if he becomes just a transitional person for you, that's okay too. Let it just be. Let it just unfold. But be honest, because this is good for you, Brenda. This is like your, this is all about you right now. This is about you reclaiming your power. It's about you reclaiming your sexuality. It's about you caring about everything again, after especially a divorce, you know. You're really regaining your confidence in yourself. So let it be. Even if he doesn't take it, just let it be okay that you said what's on your mind. Okay? Because that's what we're here to learn. We're here to learn how to be the most honest, authentic people we can be, right? We're here to finally push past some of the limiting things, you know, limiting things that kept us from finding our bliss and being with the right person and all that. And sometimes when you've been in a dysfunctional relationship, a marriage that didn't allow for your voice to be heard, this is new for you. This is really good for you. Okay? So say whatever it is that you want. Even, you know, come from the heart, you know, come from a place, and don't be afraid if he doesn't answer you, but it's okay. It's because you needed to say it. You know, this is all about you, right? So it will help you feel better. It will help you feel like you got this off your chest, because the last thing you want to do is not have, like, have feelings that you never let out, you know? I mean, these are good feelings, too. These are positive.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, they're lovely. They're wonderful. They're energetic. They're sexual. They're curious. They're wonderful. So
well,
the more that the more you let it out, the better,
well,
bigger you get. So.
Well, he's so much younger than me that I think sometimes I'm too strong, and I'm very direct and honest, and I feel like I scare him or intimidate him because, I mean, there's a big age difference. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just afraid of kind of blowing him away. We're like, oh my God, you know.
Are you afraid of the age difference, or are you just like saying it's okay with me? You know.
I think there's a little bit. I'm getting to the point now where I'm comfortable with it. Where I think in the beginning it was kind of, I had that in the back of my mind. I think the first year he didn't even know how old I was. I didn't even tell him because I looked so much younger that I figured if I didn't have to say, why say? But now that he,
yeah.
You know,
and I'm sure, you know something, he would not have cared because you do, you know, show up. I feel like you have a really young energy, so I don't really get that you're going to be ever old. You know what I mean? So, of course, you're going to be attracted to the energy that you hold, like a 30-year-old energy, you know? You have it, you know? So I see a lot of wonderful, amazingly bright women that just are ageless. And they do date, you know, 15 to 20 years younger men. And it works. it works out fine because they hold that young energy, you know, and they are not afraid of this guy thinking they're too old. See, a lot of women would be intimidated by a younger man. They would say, oh, you know, he's going to look at my wrinkles, and, you know, so who knows what they think. But if you have that courage, because it's a big one, that it doesn't interfere with you and it's not a problem, then as long as you stay true to that, it will come to you. So don't waver, Brenda. If you feel strong about it, it's okay. Stay strong about it, you know, because that's what he'll pick up on. So if you start to waver, like, oh, maybe, you know, I'm too old, then, of course, he's going to pick up on that energy, too, you know. So I know some wonderful, amazing women, you know, that are in their 60s and dating 30-year-old men. And they are just bright, light women, you know. And they are fine with it, you know. And I applaud their confidence in themselves. Because it does take a certain amount of confidence to be with a 20-year-old man or a 30-year-old man because, you know, you're not comparing yourself to a younger girl. You're just knowing that you're perfect and lovely as you are. And that's good, you know. So I honor that.
My daughter needs to get the message because she said to me, ew, you like someone 4 years older than me. I'm like, oh.
You're kidding, really?
Yeah.
4 years, yeah. Hey, you know, if men can do it, why can't women do it, you know? I mean,
exactly.
Men have always been dating, they've been dating, you know, 20-year-olds in their 50, or,
and
you know, 40.
That's the whole double
standard,
you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's a paradigm that's got to stop, you know.
It has to, it does.
It has to. It has to be energy attracting energy, you know. And if you have a young energy, then I think that it's only fair to your energy that you find something that matches it. You know, I couldn't imagine you with someone older. It'd be like, you know, no.
That's funny. I have never, ever dated anybody older than myself.
No.
Not once, ever. I was younger.
Not going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen, and it's good that it doesn't happen for you because I think that it keeps you young to be around the young energy. Because young energy.
And I married someone younger than me that had old energy, and I didn't realize it till afterwards, and oh, my God, it was torturous.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're right. Absolutely. I've met some really old young people and really young, you know, the other way. I love this birthday card, Brenda. It said, if you didn't know how old you were, how old would you be? I bought many of them because I just love that. So you decide, how old are you? And when I opened it, I thought to myself, I'm 28. I've been always 28. Annie, how old are you?
Who, me?
Yeah. No, really, like if nobody told you how old you were, how old would you be?
Oh, wow. The strangest number comes up.
Oh, could be a teenager. I don't know. What was it? Five?
No. I loved my 20s.
Yeah, me too. And I do feel when I saw you, remember I said I can't believe that you know, to look at Annie, you would think she's in her 20s too. And I believe that that is how we should hold ourselves.
Right.
We should hold ourselves at that level of energy and never let it be taken away from us. Because what happens is people, they start to believe they're too old for something. I hear this conversation all the time. Oh, I'm just too old for that. I'm like, who told you that? You know, that's ridiculous. I mean, if you know, like they actually make themselves older by convincing themselves that they can't do this or they can't do that. I mean, like you know, or women after 60, they've lost their sex drive. All this stuff. Somebody must have told them that would happen, and then they did it. You know, and my feeling is that's a paradigm we need to just get rid of. We need to really stand strong on who we are as women, how we feel, and just be true to that. So my feeling is, Brenda, if, you know, you're just honest with this guy, you're now divorced, you can now do what you want, it's really good for you to even just have a first loving, open experience. I hope that works out for you, because to me, that will engage you back into the world again, into your lovely energy. So, you know, as for it being a serious thing, I don't know. I have a feeling that it might just be a one-night amazing stand. And you know what? Good for you. Nothing wrong with that, right? And I think that we need to just stay present with passion. And passion is so powerful for you. It's like the best medicine you'll ever get if you can get passionate about anything or anybody. So when passion comes back in your world and you can ignite that in yourself, if it's there forever or just a day, I always am so grateful for that, you know? And I really get that that's what we have to be really aware of, what we need. So my feeling is the angels are going to bring you what you need to open yourself back up again and get you more into your vitality and your sexuality and everything that, you know, the marriage in a sense kind of negated. You know what I mean? So
that sounds great to me.
Yeah, do you feel that good? I feel that that is really what this message is about. The angels are saying, we'll keep her honest. So keep yourself honest and keep yourself available, okay? So as this one, you know, just stay really open, because that's the energy that we want to have with you all the time now that you're free. I want you to, you know, go out with your friends and have, you know, go dancing and participate in the young energy that you have. Okay? You know,
okay.
I see that if you do that, it's going to start to come to you real easily, and you're going to have joy again and laughter and fun, you know? I mean, that's what's so nice about the difference between sometimes a younger man and an older man is that they like to still laugh and kid around and go bike riding and hiking and all that wonderful stuff, and I see you doing that and really loving it, so.
Great.
Maybe you haven't done it, but I see you could do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I just got, no, she didn't do that yet.
I haven't done that yet. No.
Yeah, but you will, and that's what I want to ignite in you, is the sense of life, you know? Get it going again, you know? Take a dance class. You know, start moving this energy through you. Because what we sometimes do is we look at we're looking at an energy outside ourselves, and we like it, right? We look
right.
at it and we say, oh, I like that. That's funny. That's fun. That's got a lot of energy.
Right.
It's sexual. It's all that stuff. And we think that if we possess that energy, then we will have it ourselves. But the truth is, if we can look at it and say, I can match that energy in myself,
right.
I am going to look at that and I'm going to, like, draw it. I'm going to really draw it and see exactly how it is for me to get that particular energy to happen in myself. That, to me, is what the universe is always trying to have you do, is to find what it is that we find in someone else that's lovely and wonderful in ourselves. So until we can get that, sometimes we look at someone else to fill it up, to say, oh, they hold this piece and that piece. And then until you fill it up in yourself, then you look at someone else to hold it for you, you know. So my vision for you is that you start to hold it for yourself, and you will. I know you will, because, you know, this is a new start for you. For one of the cards I pulled, and Kuan Yin came up, which is the female. Do you know about Kuan Yin? She's the female god, which is a very powerful. Assertiveness came up.
Okay.
Heart chakra, which means open your heart. Notice the signs, it's saying. And then family. So, I mean, you know, I get that being around your family might be a good thing. Maybe they're funny people. Maybe they're fun. Maybe you go visit them or something. You need to kind of reconnect to this sense of your family, you know, that is good. So maybe a sister, somebody in your life that feels like family. Could be just a really good friend. So that person is going to, and it says time to go. So they're telling me that you need to get going. You need to go away for the weekend with your friends. You start to have some fun with yourself, okay? And this guy will show up for sure, because you will be just a beacon of light. Yeah. All right, love, Brenda. We'll talk to you. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Definitely.
All
right. Thank you both.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, we have some time. We have another 20 minutes. So if we happen to not been able to get to your calls, you can call in now. We are open. The board is open. So if you want to have a reading, please call in. I know that we kept a lot of people waiting, and so they hung up. But anyway, Annie, everything is really an interesting. This time, I tell you, this moon is coming up. It's going to be a major big moon. I think it's, when is it coming in? Couple days, I think.
I think it is a couple days.
Couple days, yeah.
I thought it was out last night.
It looked like it almost was full, and then it wasn't. So I think it might be two more days, and it's going to be full. So that's going to bring in lots of wonderful changes for the water signs. Water signs get most affected when the full moon happens, because you know how tides change when there's a full moon? Well, if you're a water sign, then you will have a sense of it changing or elevating you in some way. Sometimes you can't sleep. Sometimes you have a lot of energy. Sometimes if you have an emotion that you haven't worked on in a really long time and you've been stuffing it, it will start to emerge. Could be anger, could be fear, could be any of those. So if it starts to come up for you, just know that it's the moon. And
Interesting. I also, when you mentioned Kuan Yin came in, I was at a concert last week, and we met a university energy healer, and he had done some work, and Kuan Yin actually came in, and she was strong in around us. It was pretty interesting.
Oh, wow.
Because she is.
I believe that about you because of being the woman goddess that you hold that female grounded spiritual essence, you know. So that is very Kuan Yin, yeah.
It is so cool because I go into a shop today at the beach, and it's called The Guardian, and it's inspired by angels.
Wow.
Just didn't say, name her shop The Guardian Angel, but it's called The Guardian. And on their front door was this huge angel painted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting. I went in the shop and I bought my favorite word is love. And I picked up the Kuan Yin little doll,
mm-hmm.
and it came in a pouch, and it's love. And she's the Chinese goddess of mercy and compassion. And she's veiled to stay on earth until we all have the love and joy. I mean, that is my goal.
Yeah, so that so resonates to you. I was just looking at her card. She's such a beautiful energy. I have Kuan Yin in my room, too, because I work with her a lot. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Help children and loving. It says Kuan Yin reversed throughout Asia for thousands of years. She was the Chinese goddess of infinite mercy and compassion, yeah. Her name means she who listens to the sounds of the world. In the Buddhist tradition, she is an aspect of Bodhisattva, I don't even know, who sprang from one of the Buddhist tears. She once took the form of Mayo Shane, a woman who was spurred by her father for refusing to marry. Interesting, huh?
Wow.
Like that, so she stood up in a sense for what she believed, you know, and she didn't go against what she wanted. We've got some callers, so let's take them.
Great.
Okay. All right, see. Hold on. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi, who are we? Yes, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Ellen.
Hi. You didn't
say the area code, so I wasn't sure whether you were talking to me or somebody else. I'm sure you're very popular. I just didn't think I was going to get through.
Great. I'm so happy that we had some moments there. We had a full switchboard, and then they must have gotten tired of waiting, and then it was open. So that was meant for you, Ellen. So do you have any questions that are going for you right now?
Well, it's the same one that's been bothering me for 2 years, and which is finding a job. And, you know, if it's not happening within 2 years, it makes me wonder whether I am focusing on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I would like to find out from my angels, what's the most important thing for me now?
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Ellen.
Ellen? Okay. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Okay. So you want to know what your angels want you to know now? And
mm-hmm.
Was there a particular situation that
She's been looking for a job for the past 2 years, and she just hasn't found something, right? Is that correct, Ellen?
Yes, that's
correct. So, all right, let's see what they say. Child. Have you been raising children?
No.
No, okay.
They don't qualify as children.
Well, I think so, no. I love my animals. They're so part of my family. Okay, so child came up, and then go for it. So it may, in relationship, it's interesting. Boy, that's wild. And then ask. Would it be something of you wanting to be a mother? Would there be something in you that would say, I would love to do this?
Yes, but it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Okay, acceptance came up. And then new partner. Interesting. That is really interesting. Relationship and new partner came up and ask. Energy work. And, says there's, and then the last card I pulled was there's nothing to worry about. I think that this is, they're giving me a clue to possibly what you would really be good at doing, and it may be working with children. Yeah, and then Cupid again. So this sounds really strange, but are you in a relationship now?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I just pulled relationship, new partner, energy work, and Cupid. I mean, that's the most love I've ever pulled in one reading. So I'm feeling that this is going to be coming your way, this relationship. And in it, there may be a child that you may be of meeting and being important for, you know. So let's go a little further in that change in direction. Okay, it's given me so many, it's given me a real clues and indications that change in direction, Cupid, there's nothing to worry about. So they're trying to say to stay really open to this possibility that this relationship is coming your way. And then heart chakra, all of it, that's amazing. And then time to go. So this gentleman, it feels like it may take you to a new place. May take you to a different area. Change in direction. Time to go. Notice the signs. Are you living where you were raised?
Actually, yeah. I moved back here 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay.
And you know, not the same thing. The same city. Let me put it that way.
Same city. All right. So, all right, it says creative project. So I'm guessing that you are a very creative soul, that you need to use that creative force for what you are going to do in your life. Cleanse and detox. And listen. And I can almost see, when I look around you, I can almost see you being a counselor. Or a social worker, or something like that has to do with helping someone feel, you know, get to something, or helping them with a situation, find resolve. So, I mean, it could be anything. It could be, you know, and then joy. So I think that, like, if you were to say to me, I really love flowers, or I really love music, or I really love reading or opera or whatever. Whatever you really love is what I'm getting the angels want you to pay attention to to make that what you do. And if you can get to that, then I believe this relationship is around that. Are you a good organizer? Like, could you organize like a large party of people? Like a fundraiser kind of thing.
Actually, I probably could. I may be involved in doing this later this month.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I see you doing. That's where I see this man being. Is at this place, this fundraiser. So that's good. You're validating some of the information I'm getting. So, okay, Annie, do you see anything? Because I want to kind of let.
Well, I wasn't getting anything. I mean, I was getting some visions. They were kind of cloudy. So I did some cards.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely, yes, you've been in this I was receiving, you've been in a waiting period. This was because angels are preparing you for a new beginning. The angels are surrounding you now. I have a name that came in, and it's your angel. Her name is Mayla, M-A-Y-L-A. So you may, if you wish to speak to your angel, you can call on her.
I will.
She's your guardian angel. Mayla says, so happy to meet you now. Through me. She says, I'm also getting that you are a lover of music, and the answer lies within. Sometimes I know when I get this kind of message from angels, I think they just want to loosen up the situation for you because it gets so tense when, you know, when you're anxious about doing something and you're not doing anything, actually. So they want to lighten the situation for you. What they want you to do when this happens is to set an intention out there. Because right now you're in a powerful state of when you put that thought out, be it in paper, you write it down or just the thought, or even telling someone, you set in motion an energy line out to the direct source, which is the universe. The universe is, at this moment, is accepting all applications, as I say it a little bit. It's a little funny.
Yeah, right.
They just told me. They're taking applications of all of our requests. So put it out there, what you truly want.
Okay.
I would write it down, because writing down, angels love when we write to them.
Okay.
So it's just it's because you put so much of your loving energy into something. That's why they love us writing. So write that intention of what you exactly fully desire. What you need to do is go into your heart center. So just say the word love, and your true love will come out, and exactly what you need to be doing in this life. I may get something that you might want to go for, but and when you do this intention, you need to trust it that the universe is going to grant you this wish. A lot of trust and faith, but my big thing is trust is was the most difficult thing for me to reach in my life. And let me tell you, it just happened to me maybe not even 6 months ago that I did not trust around me. I only trusted myself. And when I became and received the trust, it's amazing what happens to your life. So when you set your intention, trust that it will happen, because it's actually already in place for you to grab. That trust is just at arm's length away from you. So when you put that thought out, make sure you do that.
I will. Do you mind if I ask? I like music, but I can't say I love it. I you know, some people live for it. They play instruments and so forth. That's not me. I enjoy it, though, on a casual basis. I would think that if we're talking about something I love and I really go out of my way for, it's probably nature. Like, I love going in the park. I love taking hikes. Just sitting by the river, things like that. Is there something there for me in terms of a career, doing something, being able to make a difference? Do the angels see it?
Let's see. No, I see that. Let's say you were going to be helping, like, with a fundraising to develop a park or for children, you know, that want to do a camp or grief camp or something like that. I mean, I have a feeling that these two things will connect, and you will be able to get paid for this, and you will kind of be supporting the planet in a sense to make it better. So if you can think of a job that would make you happy, that would put a sense of purpose in your heart that says, I've made it a better place kind of thing, what would that be? And to me, when you resonate, when you're in the when you're hiking and you're out in nature and you look around and you just are just like stunned how beautiful it is. And let's say the angels are saying, well, this is something we need you. We need you to help defend the planet to keep it safe. So let's say it's a product out there that's an eco-friendly product. Let's say you develop an eco-friendly website that sells everything that's green. I mean, it could be connected, and that's where I'm getting a connection to the heart, to what makes you feel good, is where the business will be. Okay? So only you know that, and they're giving me the go-ahead that it's time to go. And really, time to just sit with yourself. Go out there with your sketch pad or your pad and start writing what they give you on what you might be able to. Because it feels like you're a creator. I don't see you working for anybody. I really don't. I see that you have the power and the creative ability to have your own business. And so not a lot of people have that. So I'm saying that's a big one for me to see. So
yeah. I used to do it, and it's like I don't have the energy level that I used to have. And when I'm making such a big change, I thought it would be easier for me to get going as an employee and really figure out where I fit, as opposed to starting everything from scratch again.
Well, I know that sounds nice and easy, but it won't ignite the reason you came, you know? I mean, you came not to work for somebody. You came to be the creator of a good business that's going to help sustain the planet. So I really get that's why it hasn't happened for you, because it's not supposed to. It's supposed to be your own thing, and it's supposed to be from you, that you draw this energy, that you create the energy that you need. Now, if you can get that going, it will help you too. It will help you manifest everything in your life. So don't take the lazy road, okay? Because working for someone else energetically feels like I feel like I'm putting this big, beautiful light in this little bitty box. You know what I mean? So I don't like that feeling. I really don't personally. As a spiritual person, I want you to be as big and bright and as amazingly, powerful as you can be. I think that's why. You can just kind of feel it out that it hasn't come to you, because there isn't a job out there that is going to do it for you, you know, because you are this creative person. So I want you to sit with this one, because this is a big one. This is going to be, you know, a way you have to start to receive the energy that's going to start to come. So get your journal out and just get shower of abundance. So they're telling me, yes, yes, yes. You will be given what you need to get this going. It feels like you know the right people. It feels like you're a real people person, and you know good people, and that if you can just start to let the angels, in a sense, or your creative force come out of you, that will start this business It feels like a green business. I feel like, you know, you can research everything green, from, you know, throwaway cans and things that can help the planet, everything, and research and have a business that helps other people get more green. It feels like that right there feels like a win-win for everybody. It's going to help you and the planet. And as for hiking, I think that's your meditation, isn't it, when you get out there? So do it. You know, do it every day. You know, I hike every day myself. I bike, ride, and hike. And it is my time to just be either, you know, connected to the earth and in my joy and all that. So I highly recommend just doing it every single day. And bring a pad, bring a little camera with you, and start, you know, manifesting a bigger place in how you want to see your life. It feels like you are so, you playing it really safe. You know what I mean? And yeah. And that doesn't feel so good to me, because I feel like, no. You know, you got things to do. You know, the angels are shaking their finger at us. No, she's got things she's got to do, you know. So I believe that this time, these past 2 years, has been a real resting time for you. A real kind of, you know, settling in, getting to a new place, a lot of new things happening. You kind of just, you know, you're chilling. But now is the time to start putting that energy into your next phase, which I believe is going to be a good one. I see children around it, too. I really do. I see children play, joy. I mean, being a part of this whole thing, too. Interesting. Okay, so anything you see, Annie, that you want to... contribute?
I was trying to see if I can. I do see exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely set that intention out.
Yeah.
Your angel name is Mela, and there is when you were in this period of, I was saying how you weren't. You said you've been looking for a job for a long time. It's because it was being prepared. It's being prepared. And, you know, when I said it's at arm's length away,
mm-hmm.
place that intention. The universe is up for accepting. And
mm-hmm.
Take time out. Listen to some music to distract you from that thought. And it'll be happening.
I do see it too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
As for music, I agree with you. I'm not like one to just have to go listen to any kind of music. I'm very particular, so I need like a certain tone to my music. So, if there is a tone that feels right, like maybe when you're getting a massage, something that will bring you deeper into yourself, that's the kind of music I see necessary to kind of get to that really deep, meditative, insightful place, okay? So, you know, look at some of the Diva Premial or you know, just something that really is instrumental, beautiful, that brings you into a very quiet place. That kind of music is what I'm seeing. That would be really helpful. Okay.
Thank you so much, Patty and Ann. I really appreciate this.
Well, hey, you know, give us a call back, because I really have a sense that you are just like, it feels like right at the beginning of this new endeavor that's going to be coming to you. And look around at this fundraiser. I had a feeling that the person, the male, is someone that you knew from years ago, and his first name began with the letter B. Like, it's like Brett or Brennan or something like that. I kept getting B, 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 so... It might be who you're going to meet, and maybe somehow you know this person through somebody. It's an indirect knowing. It doesn't necessarily mean you like really know them really well, but it's somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, and that you had met them years ago kind of thing. That's the feeling I get when I check into this, that there is this person coming to you, and it's going to be nice. You will enjoy his company. He's really interesting and very smart. He has glasses. I can almost see him. Kind of looks like an accountant.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm sorry about that, but that's what he looks like. But, you know, very fit, very thin. It has a nice, very nice eyes. I feel like he's got a really kind of open and likes to do things. He's an outdoorsy kind of guy, too. So feels like he'll say, come on, let's go do this, go for a hike, you know, let's get out there. It's going to be like a friend for a while, it feels like, you know. But I see good things, I do, and I don't think you have to worry about the job. It's more, take the job aspect and put it, like, way over here. And then get your creative juices going, okay, and say to yourself, If I was going to have to do something in this world that I loved and I could wake up every day and know that it's making a difference, what would it be? You know? I mean, it could be making dolls. It could be something that you just love. and that will make you money. Because the truth is, when you do what you love, you will make money. It's the truth. Because it comes from you, you know. And I can't see you sitting at a job, you know, just to go 9 to 5.
No, I can't do a 9 to 5 either.
No way. And, you know, and being limited. And I just see if you could use your creative energy, even fundraising and your people skills and all that, you would be happy. If, you know, and maybe there is a position, and I kind of think maybe if you're going to get a job, look in the avenue of being like a fundraiser for a big company, like Make-A-Wish or something like that. That would be something I could see you doing. And it would be fulfilling and exciting for you to come up with different fundraising ideas. So I have a feeling that, and it might be around children and all that. Mm-hmm. So I just feel that's you, that would be, like, so exciting for you to do, you know.
Thank you. You've given me an idea. I've been doing some fundraising on a volunteer basis. And, you know, I could do it on a paying basis, on a consulting
Absolutely.
Basis.
Yeah. You know, I ran a fundraiser for one of my patients that was dying of breast cancer. She was a local girl here in town, and I never did it before, but I knew I could, and we raised 14, or I think it ended up to be almost $16,000 for her and her family to go to. Her wish was to go to Disneyland and take her kids, and we got her to go there. And it was just me and her other friend that just did it. And it was a great, wonderful experience to do this. It was truly the most enlightening day I've had, you know, in my life. I thought, wow, you know, we did this, and we made it happen for her. And she got to Disneyland, you know, maybe a month before she passed away. And so it was truly, you know, it was truly like what we were meant to do. As you know, she came to me as a patient, and I thought to myself, you know, and then her friend had brought her, which was my friend. And so we just sat around one day, and we said, you know, she's a very poor girl. She just didn't have any money, and she always wanted just to go to Disneyland. So we just started calling everybody, you know, and the word got out, and then more people got involved, and they gave us the place, and it just was amazing. It really was how it all transpired. So I say, you know, if that's who you are and you've already been doing it, then do it full force. You know, go online and put a little advertisement, make up the name. You know, have a name for it that people could hire you if they want to run a benefit or something for somebody. You know, that's a big organization. The people that do it usually I actually met a woman who does it as a business, and she does very well, you know. So there is money to be made because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It really was. It was a lot of work of every day and collecting the money and trying to, well, you know, get people to donate. And it was just a lot of work, but it was it was so from our hearts, you know, for myself and Susie, that it was inevitably going to work, you know? So what I'm saying is, if you can get in touch with your heart to the point where you say, if I could do this, if I could raise money for children or people or even Haiti or something that's going on in the world or the oil spill or something that's going on that really would benefit your heart, then do that, okay? Because that's where your energy is needed right now. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate the advice, and I really appreciate all the time you took with me to make sure I understood it and everything. This is fantastic.
Well, you know, we are doing this, and, you know, this is funny because we do this because we love to read cards, but we also love the angels, and I really think that, you know, I mean, I'm a therapist too, so I just feel like, you know, I want to do this because I feel that everybody here on this planet is waking up, you know, is waking up to their most amazing selves. So I know that if you call the show, that there's you know, Annie, do you ever think there's any, like, I always believe that it just is the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to get this message, you know, and it's usually, sometimes I think, I don't know why I just said that. You know? I mean, I've had shows where I'm like, wow, that was interesting. And it's more, and I've gotten emails and they said, thank you. I appreciate that because I needed to hear it. And so I really get that sometimes we are so we're short-sighted sometimes in our own life, and I know that Annie can see big, and I know I can see big too. So between both of us, we will hold the highest vision for you that will be what will be, you know, because that's what you need. You need to have it as big as possible. Not little. I mean, everybody goes, I just want a job. what you ask for is what you usually get. So what I say is ask big, you know. The angels will give you $5 or they'll give you $5,000, you know. It's whatever you ask for. So my feeling is ask big. And ask, if you ask from your heart, it is even a bigger kind of thing that the universe wants to work with. You know, instead of it's about you, I would say if it's about you and it's about money and it's about buying something, you know, that's going to be way down on the totem of what's important.
Yeah.
But if it's a wish that comes deep into the soul that says, I want to make a difference, take me where I can make a difference, you know, take me where I can be seen and heard, then you got it. You're going to have it happen immediately, you know. And so that's what I'm getting. That's what the angels are trying to say. Yep, that's what we want her to know. it's really clear that they're saying yes, 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 you know, that, you know, we want you to be as big and bright as possible. And you are. I mean, this is the thing. You're just, you know, for me, when I check into where you've been.
I'm sorry to jump like that. We just had this huge clap of thunder and lightning. I'm sorry.
Yes, we just got a hailstorm about 2 minutes ago. Big, big hails.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
Like a little girl, I'm sorry.
I know. It's wild. Where, are you getting weather there, Annie?
I'm in New York. You're in New Jersey, aren't you?
She's in New Jersey. I'm in Lake Tahoe, and I just got a hailstorm that was just like big, big hails. They looked like golf balls. I'm looking out the window, it just was hailing pieces. It was beautiful.
It's amazing how it's storming both there and here at the same time.
I know, yeah. And, you know, for me, when it storms, it really cleans the air. It feels like it's like a new, fresh beginning. You know, don't you get that feeling when you're out there and it just rained and everything smells fresh and it feels like it just cleared all the negative energy out of the way?
And we needed it. It's been very heavy here, very humid. So this, we kind of need this to clear the air.
Yeah, yeah. Well, love, I'm. If you had any other questions, we'll take them. But if you feel good and complete about what we read for you, I have a feeling that. Do you feel that there's this gentleman coming? So that's probably a big surprise for you. Yeah, it wasn't really the question, but it is coming. So that's really good.
I feel terrific. I appreciate the time and energy you put into this, and I feel really encouraged. I really do. I have a lot of thinking to do, and I'm going to talk to Mayla. I appreciate
it. Thank you, love. Well, call us and let us know how it goes.
We'll do. Thank you
much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it's the end of the show, Annie.
Okay.
we finished up at the perfect timing, 6 o'clock. Well, I do want to tell everybody that if you really would like to talk to Annie again, you can touch base with her at Angels and Talk Radio. And what days are you on, Annie?
We're on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And what's the phone number they can call?
To call at the station at the time?
Yes.
It's 609-447-0236.
Mm-hmm. And they can call and ask any angel questions they may have then, just
yes,
like
they
did here. Yeah, okay, everyone. So if you didn't get on the show, for any chance that you happen to would like an angel reading, then call Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're listening in California, that would be, what time would that be? That would be
it's 2 p.m. Pacific time.
2 p.m. Okay, 2 p.m., right. We have to get that. I know. Well, and Annie, and you know, I'm going to download the Angel Wing meditation. So I'm going to put it on the blog so that people can listen to it if they'd like to. And they can just, I'm going to put music to it, and they can just use it as a daily meditation. to help them really ground themselves and really remember that, you know, they have wings too. And that's what we're here to have, the biggest, most beautiful wings that we could ever have. Right, Annie? What color are your wings?
I think they have like a light, you know, I actually, it's funny you asked me that. I actually saw them.
Yeah,
when
I did.
Met with the energy healer,
I
absolutely saw them, and they were like the purest of. It was like the purest of white you would ever see. It was.
Yeah.
It's beyond what I can describe.
Like,
I can't describe what I saw.
And you know, when I do this meditation, that's what color mine are too. They're this like opalescent white, and they're really big.
That's
and
big.
And I just. Yeah, they just kind of hug me, you know. They're just almost like they have their own energy, you know. They're beautiful. So it's real interesting because that's during the meditation, you know. That is what we ask. What do they look like? What do your wings look like? And everybody has a different, you know. Some are more fairy-like, and some are more colorful, and some are more like, you know, birds, and some are much more feathery. So it's real interesting for everybody how different their wings are. But the truth is, everybody sees them. Everybody sees their wings. And to me, that's what's more special about it, that like, hey, you know, everybody knows they are this angelic realm as well. I mean, I believe that this is something I had this meditation once, and this angel came and said, all of you were once angels. And it was really like, wow, all
wow.
of us were angels. And it was like, I realized that we all know this dimension because we all have been there. And that was what got me to do the meditation, you know, to for myself, to really tap into my own angelic nature, which knew, and it was right away, knew that I had been an angel. You know, sometimes, don't you believe, like, I've met earth angels that were there 1 minute and then they weren't there? Like, they were just there for a second, and I turned around, and they were gone. But they were in full form human. I mean, I talked to them, I saw them, I touched them. You know,
yes.
Has that happened with you too? It's happened with me.
It's amazing what I see. I think I described this before. When people speak, like when you speak of it, all of a sudden, as I close my eyes, I see it happening.
It could be
in a past event or a future event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beyond detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. There's not even words to describe.
No, I know that is really what this whole spiritual realm is hard to describe.
Yes.
When it really does happen. I feel like there are no words. And it really does take its own. It takes you to another dimension within yourself that you. It's really hard to explain. You know, I love to talk about it, but I find that sometimes I keep saying the same word over and over because it's all I can come up with, and it sure doesn't even meet what I know, what I've saw.
Right.
You know, so yeah, and you know, next week we have a new. We are going to have a really wonderful guest on. First, she is a she was and is presently a psychic detective that worked for the police department.
Ooh.
And she's going to be on the show. Yeah, real interesting lady. Her name is Elaine Prophet, and she has a book coming out about all her things, all the cases that she broke by being this psychic. Very fascinating lady. Loved her energy. And she's going to be on the show next Thursday at 6 p.m., 4 p.m. my time, on the 29th of next week. So if anybody would like to tune in, she may be taking calls. She's really an amazing. So if you had somebody that was missing or somebody that had who you can't find, I'd highly recommend this woman to find it. She is probably the most authentic medium psychic I've ever met. And she actually is an empathetic she physically, when she was telling me about the cases, Annie, it was amazing. When she would do murder cases, they wouldn't even tell her anything. And she would go into a place and she would feel out exactly what happened in the room. And then she would see it and feel it and physically feel it too. I thought to myself, oh wow. You know, I mean, we everybody has their particular thing that they need to do in the world, and that one really was like, wow, you know, you are truly a divine being to have to be put in that particular position, you know. But she's good at it, and she was called to do it. So anyway, everyone that's listening, thank you so much. I appreciate your I love your emails. Please email us and let us know how everything is. And thank you again. And Annie, we'll be coming back, right, Annie? She'll give me the time and the day, and I'll post it. So keep us in your hearts and keep us tuned in. Thank you so very much, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye, Annie. I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.